The Holy Gospel according to the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning with the 13th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to please be seated. All right, I'm going to pick on a couple of people. And before I pick you out or give you the chance to volunteer, I'm going to tell you what I want to ask. I'm going to ask, when you describe yourself as to who you are, how do you do so? Anybody want to volunteer, or you want me just to randomly pick someone and hope you're not it? Diane, how would you describe yourself?
Never mind my age first.
Of course.
I think I said I'm a retired teacher.
A retired teacher. All right, good answer. Thank you. See, not so scary. So a retired principal, a father, husband, and what was a Christian, and what was the last part?
Part of a
community. Okay, good. Oh, you two are off the hook. And for all of you who are thinking you're off the hook, I'm going to get one more. One more. Oh, who? Anybody want to volunteer? Jan. How would you describe yourself?
I think I'm probably pretty multifaceted.
Multifaceted, that's good.
I'm on first and a wife. My student ministry is a huge part of my life, so being a student minister is a big part of my life, as well as being part of this church.
Okay. A mom, a wife, a Stevens minister, part of this church and the community. That's a lot. Short words for a big thing. Okay, has anybody, thank you all, I appreciate that for letting me pick on you. I hope it wasn't too traumatizing. How many of us, if we're describing ourselves, say, "Well, I'm the light of the world and the salt of the earth"? Gotta tie it into the gospel somehow, right? I mean, can you imagine? Hello, I'm Pastor D. I'm the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and now you think I'm weird. Right? So, for those of you who've been coming, you know that the emphasis has been on inviting people to church. Inviting people to come and meet Jesus wherever they are in their life, whatever's going on, come be a part of our Christian community. And in this gospel lesson today, Jesus is kind of giving us a little encouragement, if you will. He's telling us that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Not you could be the salt of the earth, and you could be the light of the world. In our gospel, Jesus is meeting with crowds that have gathered from near and far, from Galilee, Jerusalem, Judea. All the areas around are part of that crowd, and indeed, they heard that message just as we did today, although in a different language. He was telling them that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And if we think about the things that salt touches, for instance. Have you ever eaten something that was just bland, like bleh, nothing, right? Man, you grab that salt shaker, put it on, and it's so much better. Who wants a plain potato chip? Nope. Cheez-It crackers without salt? Have you ever tried to reduce your salt intake and eat something that's reduced salt, and you taste it, and it's like cardboard? Right? It's yuck. Salt's important. And in biblical times, salt was really important, and seasonings, too, and they were hard to come by. So if you can imagine eating plain things and boring things, and then having a little bit of that seasoning on it, what a treat it must have been for those people to experience that. And then, indeed, if we are to be the salt of the earth, how are we called then to season the world that we live in? How can we be salty? How can we add some seasoning into someone's life who need things spruced up just a little? Well, Sharon gave some hints earlier when she talked about being the light of the world. You can be kind to people. You can be there for someone who needs to hear words of caring and compassion. It's amazing how just a small compliment in somebody's day can make a huge difference. The other day, I was out shopping, and it was one of those days where I woke up just not quite feeling myself. And I got in the car, and the seatbelt and I had an issue, and it won, and I wasn't happy about that. I got stuck behind some traffic that made me stay through like three lights. And I was in a hurry because no one knows why, but I just wanted to go. And by the time I got to my destination, I decided I should probably eat some lunch because I was really grouchy and, frankly, a little afraid of myself. So I had to try and find a parking spot. I had to loop around three times because there wasn't one available. And that was just adding to everything. Y'all have had those days, right, where just everything is wrong. So I fixed everybody. After that third trip around, I parked in the furthest spot I could, and I stomped all the way into the restaurant. Across the whole parking lot, and it was slushy that day, across the whole parking lot, I had to cross two lanes where the people were either exiting the parking lot or entering the parking lot to get to the restaurant where I wanted to go, and man, I was really upset. It's going to be a long day. So I go into the Panera. I like Panera people. Hadn't had it in a while. Probably was a little soul food as I look back. So I go into this Panera, and I experience something I never did before. By the way, I didn't want to talk to people either. They have those kiosk things where you go and you type in your number, and then you order stuff, and you don't have to talk to anybody. And they put it on the shelf, and you can grab it, and you still don't have to talk to anybody. It was going to be awesome because I was really not happy. So I walk into the Panera ready for my kiosk experience, and there's this lovely girl there, woman, and she says, "Hello, ma'am, how are you today?" "Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Still having to talk to somebody I didn't really want to." "You know what? Welcome to Panera's. We're really glad you're here, and your hair looks cute today." And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I stomped all the way in. I had a good mad. It was such a good mad going on. And she was so kind to me. And in that moment, in her comments, my day changed. It was just the Panera lady. And my day changed because she greeted me, took me out of myself, because frankly, that mad was all about me. Wasn't mad at anything but just being mad. And in her moments of greeting me and complimenting me on my hair, which she didn't have to do, I thought I was having a bad hair day, she changed my day. And now when I'm at the Panera, I'm punching in my order happily. And they called out my name and, "Hey, that's me." And I sat down and I had a lovely lunch. And I went shopping afterwards, and I was in a much better mood. And my point is not to say that, oh, look at me, I'm great because I was mad and then I wasn't, but to show you the difference that the comment that one person made in my life who didn't know I was having a bad day and changed the world for me that day. And maybe because I had a different mindset, perhaps I had the ability to change someone else's day. Like the cashier who I said, thank you, have a nice day. You never know. Have you had a person in your life do that that just made a difference? Or maybe you've been that person and you didn't know, and that girl didn't know. I did thank her as I exited the restaurant. I didn't tell her I was cranky, but I told her I appreciated that she said hello to me. Who greets people at a Panera? That was a good idea. It's like the Walmart sticker person. Remember that person too? For me, she was the salt of the earth and the light of the world. She had enlightened me on where I was making my mistakes, where I was grouchy and cranky. And she brought light to me on a day when I was feeling like it was in the dark. That's how you do it. Little pieces and bits at a time. A little bit can go a long way. Now I want to talk about light for a minute. When I was a kid, I used to try to think that it would be fun to take and put sunshine in a jar, as my mom would suggest, and save it for later. How come you couldn't take a mason jar in the middle of the day when the sun is shining and open the jar, put the light in, and screw the lid on and save it for later? Because frankly, in wintertime, wouldn't that be fantastic? I got the idea from my mom, who would tell my grandmother, who was down in Florida, bring that sunshine home for us. She brought oranges and once a lizard, but that was on accident. Blended in with our brown curtains for a while, and then we don't know what happened to it, I don't think, but I digress. But yeah, you can't really bottle that sunshine in something. You can't keep it. If you were to light a flashlight, like Sharon had earlier, and you were to cover it up with something, is that light gone? No, it's not. It's contained underneath. Well, Jesus is telling us that we're the light of the world, and who puts the things over it to cover it up? We do. Last night they got a quiz. You ready for one? What are the things we use to hide our light? Oh, got you stumped. I'll give you a hint. Last night somebody said our sin hides our light when we fall away from God. Anybody else? No. Oh, you're killing me today. How about our own selves? How about fear? That came up last night. We use our fear sometimes to hide our light. If I talk about Jesus, someone might be mad at me. That's a scary thing. That's us hiding our light when we do that. You ever say God bless you to someone who sneezes? Did anybody ever yell at you because you said God bless you? No. I probably would have on that day I was angry. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I promise I wouldn't. No. We use different things to hide our light, our fear. Sometimes it's our jealousy. Somebody else has spiritual gifts that they're using and they're great at, and we don't have it. Oh, man, I wish I had that. So I'm going to be a little jealous about that. Well, by doing that, we're putting a bushel over our own light because we're not using our gifts. Focus on the things we do well instead. It can be a little scary to be salty and to be the light of the world, don't you think? But these words that Jesus gives us aren't meant to be fear-filled. They're not meant to be a warning, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. But instead, they're words of confidence that Jesus has in us already. I mean, ultimately, who created us? God did. And Jesus knows that. He created us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, to season the kingdom that we live in this world, to make someone's day a little bit easier, to reveal God into the world to folks who haven't heard about him, to enlighten them, if you will, about Jesus' presence and the world and all that he offers us with grace and forgiveness, redemption, the promise of eternal life. And we can acknowledge each other as the created image of God. If you look around, all of us here, we're created in the image of God. That person beside you, behind you, next to you, yourself. You're created in God's image. He knows that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and they have hope in that we can do those things. We can be that way with our generosity, given of our time, our care, and even our money for the ministries that we are called into. We can be those things in conversation with others. Take a risk. Talk about Jesus. It's going to be okay. We can be faithful to ourselves and to others, and we can come here to get recharged, to have God's Spirit filled in us when we hear God's word spoken and when we receive the communion. You can be the salt of the earth. You can be the light of the world. In fact, you indeed are those things. Own them. Share them. You never know the difference in your life and someone else's that it could make. And the good part is we can do it together as a community of faith who loves God and who knows that God loves us through Christ Jesus. Amen.